I want to share with you what I said on Shabbos by Shal Shudas. So this past Shabbos was Shabbos Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazayin. The pasuk says, "Vayehi ba'arboim shana ba'ashtei asar chodesh ba'echad l'chodesh." It was the 40th year, the 11th month on the first of the month, which is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael everything that Hashem commanded him to them. So, why did Moshe Rabbeinu? These are words of rebuke to Bnei Yisrael. And why did Moshe give over these words of rebuke on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So says Rashi. Melamed, this comes to teach us. Shlehoichichon ala samach lemisa. It comes to teach us that he rebuked them close to his death. Now, we know Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, which was 37 days later. So, we need to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu started to rebuke them on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Why did he rebuke them for 37 days? Did he know that he needed 37 days to rebuke them? So why specifically, why 37 days? Later on, two pesukim later, the pasuk says, "Be'eved ha'yarden be'eretz Moav." In Eved ha'yarden in the land of Moav, hoyil Moshe be'eretz ha'Torah azoy slaymer. Moshe began explaining the Torah. Now the word hoyil, which means began. The Baal HaTurim says, Gimel b'Mesoira. We find the word Hoyel three times in Tanakh. One is here, Hoyel Moshe, that Moshe began. The Idach, he says, the next time we find Hoyel is in Shmuel, the Sefer Shmuel, where there Shmuel says to the nation, Ki Hoyel Hashem lasis eschem loy la'am. Hashem has taken an oath to make you his nation. So there the word hoyel means that Hashem took an oath. And then there's another pasuk in Hosea. There it says, hoyel holach achrei tzav. It's talking about the Yidden that unfortunately wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. So there it says, hoyel holach achrei tzav. They wanted to follow the Avodah Zarah. Now, whenever the Baal HaTurim brings a Mesoira, which means that when he brings three Psukim that appear only numerous times in Tanakh, the intent is that these three Psukim are related to each other somehow. So how is it possible that these three Psukim that seem so different from one another, don't seem to have any connection to each other, how are these three Psukim related? Once again, Hoyel Moshe, that Moshe began explaining the Torah. Hoyel Hashem lasis eschem loy la'am. Hashem has taken an oath to make you as a nation. And hoyel holach achrei tzav. They wanted to follow Avodah Zarah. Now the greater difficulty here, more than anywhere else, is that all three times hoyel means something else. So even though we have the same word in all three times, nevertheless, the word hoyel has a different interpretation each time. Here, hoyel Moshe means Moshe began. There, when it says hoyel Hashem, it means Hashem took an oath. And then in Hosea, it says hoyel holach achrei tzav. It means they wanted. So how do these three, what is the common denominator here? What is the message from these three hoyels? The Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that the avoda of the 3 weeks of Bein Hamatzora, the 3 weeks between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, the avoda is somehow is alluded to in the first word of the three Haftorahs. I mentioned this yesterday. The Haftorah of the first week of the 3 weeks begins with the word Divrei. The Haftorah of the second week begins with the word Shimu, And the Haftarah of the third week begins with the word Chazayin, which was this past week's Haftarah. So Divrei Shimur Chazayin, which is speaking, hearing, and seeing. Those are the three things that we need to refine and correct in order to merit the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And we just need to understand what is it exactly that we're supposed to, what is it that these three words are referring to? Divrei, Shimu, and Chazayin. What is our Avodah? In Masechtas Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should always overpower his yetzer tov, his good inclination, over his yetzer hara, over his evil inclination. And the Gemara says, Notzchoi, if the person was successful in overcoming his yetzer hara, mutav, that's fine. Im lav, if not, yilmai Torah, the person should learn Torah. Notzchoi, if the person was successful in overcoming his yetzer hara, mutav, that's fine. If not, Yikra Kriyashma, the person should say Kriyashma. Notzchei, if the person was successful by saying Kriyashma to overcome the Yetzirah. Yazkelo Imlav, so if he was successful, it's fine. Imlav, if not, Yazkelo Yamamisa, he should remember the day of death. So the Mefarshim all ask a very obvious question. It seems that the last tactic is guaranteed to work. Meaning that if a person would remember the day of death, that would help the person overcome his Yetzirah. So, since the Gemara doesn't say afterwards, Notzchoi Motiv, Imlav, if he's successful, that's fine. If not, he should do something else. It seems like this tactic is definitely going to work. Well, if this tactic is going to work, so why do we need to try the first two tactics? Why bother with Yilmai Torah or Yikra Kriyashma if remembering the day of death is definitely going to work to help the person overcome the Yetzirah? So many different answers have been given to this question. I'd like to offer another explanation. What's another kasha on this Gemara is that in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, the Gemara says that Hashem says, Barasi Yetzahara, I created the Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, I created the Torah as its antidote. So it seems from the Gemara in Kiddushin that the only way to overcome the Yetzahara is through Torah. And here, in Masechtas Brachos, the Gemara gives three different options. You can try Torah, if that doesn't work, try Kriyashma, if that doesn't work, Yaskel lo Yom Amisa. So, which is it? Is Torah the only option, or are there different options as well? Thirdly, why does the Gemara use the term Yazker lo Yom HaMisa? You should remember the day of death. Yazker lo Yom HaMisa, the person should remember death. Why Yom HaMisa, the day of death? So, I think we can get some insight into all of this based on a Chassam Sofer. Hilkhah Chassam Sofer. Comment on a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says, "Toiv lo leches al beis evel, mileches al beis mishta." It's better, says the pasuk, to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. Ba'asher hu soif kala adam, due to the fact that it's the end of all man. The living person will take it to heart. So the simple understanding of the pasuk is that it's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a feast, because when a person goes to a house of mourning, the person takes to heart that this is the end of all man, and I better get my act together while I still have time. So the Chassam Sofer explains. He says that the body of a person is called Bisar Adam. It's called the flesh of man. But when we say Adam, we're not referring to the body. Adam is referring to the Neshama. The body is just the flesh of Adam, the Besar Adam. But the what is called Adam is the Nisham. Now, Chassam Sofer says when the neshama, after the neshama departs from the body, after 120, there are three steps. The first step the neshama goes through, says Chassam Sofer, is called Evel. It's mourning. Meaning the neshama itself mourns. Why does the neshama mourn? Because when the person passes from this world, the first thing that is shown to the person is what they could have accomplished. And at that point, the avelus, the mourning that the person experiences is tremendous. When the person realizes everything that they could have accomplished had they used their time and resources responsibly, and the person didn't accomplish that, that causes a tremendous sense of avelus, of mourning to the neshama. After that comes a period called din, which is judgment, which is the where the neshama has to go through whichever cleansing process it needs to go through. And then comes mishta, then comes a feast, which is when the person enjoys their chelek in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael yesh la chelek l'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the world to come. Every person has a portion waiting for them in the world to come, which is a tremendous feast. It's a tremendous mishta, where the person basks in the glory of the Shekhinah. But before a person gets there, there's two steps, which are Evel, which are the mourning stage, where the person sees what they could have accomplished. And then there's the din, which is carried out against the neshama to cleanse the neshama. And then comes mishta, the chelek in Olam Haba. And he says, Chassam Sofer says, that the reason why the neshama is called Adam is because Adam is a Rosh HaTevis. It's an acronym for Evel, Din, Mishta. Those are the three steps that the Adam has to go through. So, really, says the Chassam Sofer, when a person comes to a house of mourning, it will remind the person of that first stage of mourning, of the mourning that his own neshama is going to have to go through when the time comes. And that gives the person the jach, that the person should take to heart, and the person should realize, I better get my act together, so that my evil shouldn't be so terrible. Says Chassam Sofer, but the same thing could be accomplished when a person goes to a wedding or to any feast. Because the person will remember, you know what? When the time comes, I'm also going to have a mishta. I'm also going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. And therefore, I better get my act together so that my mishta should be even greater. So, whether a person goes to a base evil or to a base mishta, the outcome can be the same. A person will take it to heart. However, says the Chassam Sofer, usually the mishta doesn't accomplish that. The person doesn't align the mishta that he's at, the wedding that he's at, or the bar mitzvah that he's at, or the kiddush that he's at, with his chelek in Olam Haba. But when a person does come to a house of mourning, the person does make that association. He says, and that's what the pasuk is telling us. Really, there are two ways that a person can take to heart. Either by going to a base evil or going to a base mishta. Because the neshama goes through each one of those stages at the end. But toiv lelechas el base evil milechas el base mishta. It's still better to go to a house of mourning than going to a house of a feast. Why? Ba'asher hu soiv kol ha'adam, says the Chassam Sofer, that the pasuk means like this. Even though mishta is the end of all, man. That's the last, even though that's the last step, and that's why it's the last letter of the word Adam, Bashed Hu Soif Kol Adam, even though it's that last letter of the word Adam, which represents that it's the last step in the person's journey. Nevertheless, Machai Yitan Aliboy. Nevertheless, a living person takes to heart more when they come to a house of mourning. That's the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says, interesting, he explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Hamnuna, when he came to a wedding, and they asked him to say something at the wedding, he said, Vaylon demisna, vaylon demisna. Woe is me that I'm going to die. And everybody asked the question, how does that come into the picture? He's by a wedding. Why is he talking about death? Says the Chassam Sefer, because that's what a mishta is supposed to accomplish. When a person goes to a mishta, he's supposed to remember that when the time comes, I'm going to have a mishta. I'm going to have my chelik in Olam Haba. And it's supposed to remind the person that the person needs to get their act together. Those are the words of the Chassam Sefer. Now, why are we talking about this now? Because entire Klal Yisrael is now in a week of mourning. We're in the week of mourning for the Arbeis HaMikdash. Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And it's a time that we should all be taking the Beis Avel to heart. Chazal tell us, Kol Shaloi Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav Ki'ilu Nechrav B'Yamav. Someone who the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt in his days, it's as if it was destroyed in his days. What are Chazal telling us? Pasuk says, V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'saycha. They shall, there's a command, we have, there's a commandment, they shall make for me a sanctuary, says Hashem, and I will dwell within them. And everybody asked the Kasha, it should have said, they should make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell within it. Should have said v'shachanti b'soychoi, or b'soycho. Why does it say v'shachanti b'soychom, I will dwell within them? And the answer is, because the command of ha'asu li mikdash is a command to each and every yid, that each and every one of us is supposed to build our own Beis HaMikdash. And when we build our own Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says, V'shachanti b'soicham, I will dwell within all of them. Within all of the Batei Mikdash that every Yid builds. Where is this Beis HaMikdash that we're supposed to build? How are we supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash? Say Chazal, Mishloi Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. We're supposed to build Beis HaMikdash with our days. Every Yid, when we live a day, the way a Yid is supposed to live a day, if we use our days constructively, with Torah, with Avodah, with Gemilas Chasadim, when we're careful not to do things we're not supposed to do, when we use our days constructively, every day of our life is a brick in our Beis HaMikdash, in our personal Beis HaMikdash. But when we don't use our day constructively, tell us Chazal, if you don't build the Beis HaMikdash with your day, it's not just you didn't build the Beis HaMikdash with your day, you've destroyed your Beis HaMikdash with your day. Kol shloi nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomav, if you didn't build the Beis HaMikdash with your day, kilu nechrav b'yomav, you destroyed your Beis HaMikdash with your day. This is why the Kotzker, there's a famous Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker said that, what did a person do? He was asked, you know, on Tisha B'Av you're supposed to cry for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. What do you do if you don't feel the Churban? You can't cry. Therefore, you can't cry for the Churban. You don't feel the Churban. You don't feel the destruction. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, if you can't cry for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, then you should cry for your own Churban. A person should cry for their own destruction. I mean, the depth of that is that we're all supposed to be building our own Beis HaMikdash. And if we're not building our own Beis HaMikdash through our days, then we need to cry for our own destruction. For destroying our own Beis HaMikdash. And this, I think, is what the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos is telling us. A person is struggling with his Yetzirah. That's what the Gemara is talking about. A person is in a battle with the Yetzirah. And we all know that battles of the Yetzirah are sometimes very vicious, very difficult. So there's only one option. There's only one way to overcome the Yetzirah. And that is by connecting ourselves to Torah. Learning Torah. Learn Torah. Observe Torah. Do a mitzvah. But anyone who's ever been involved in a battle with the Yetzirah knows that when you're in a battle with the Yetzirah, it's very hard to sit and learn. The person feels tameh. The person feels distant. The person feels disconnected. The person doesn't. I don't feel like I can sit down and learn Torah. I don't feel that I'm connected. I don't feel that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants my Torah. So, if the person doesn't have that ability, says the Gemara, Yikra Kriyashma. Say Kriyat Shema. Say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You know what that means? That means listen, Yisrael. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is talking to each and every Yid. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem belongs to every single Yid. No matter how distant you are, no matter how low you've fallen, no matter what kind of Yetzirah you have, doesn't matter. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. There's one Rebbeinu Shalom for everyone. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is talking to every Yid. So don't feel so distant. Don't feel so disconnected. After you said Kriyat Shema, and you now know that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you, now sit down and learn Torah. And Torah will help you overcome the Yetzirah. Now, if that doesn't work either, because the person doesn't feel that they could even say Kriyat Shema, Yazkir lo yom hamisa. Remember that you will be destroying your day. That this day will be a killed day. It will be a dead day. You won't be building your Beis HaMikdash with this day. You'll be destroying it. And perhaps the only way to build your day is through overcoming this Yetzirah. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent you this Yetzirah, so you should battle it. And the way to build your day will be through overcoming the Yetzirah. Now, after you've got that message, sit down and learn Torah. Because Torah is the only way to overcome the Yetzirah. So even after the Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa, the person has to learn Torah. There's a famous vart from the Tver Shleiman. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us, Shuvi Yomecha Lefnei Misascha. Return, do tshuva one day before you die. Meaning, do tshuva every day. Because you never know when you're going to die. So, do tshuva every day. Shuv yomecha lefnei misascha. Return one day before you die. Says the Tver Shleiman, what Chazal are telling us is like this. He says, the person tried to imagine. The person comes up to the Olam HaEmes after 120. The person comes up to the world of truth. And they experience that evil. They realize what they could have accomplished. and the person begs the Bez Din Shalmal, the person begs the heavenly court, let me go back just for one day. Now that I see what I could accomplish, just let me go back just for one day. And obviously the heavenly court is going to say it's too late. Says the Tefera Shleima, so why do you have to wait for then? Shuv yoimecha lefnei misascha. Go back for the one day before you die. Why do you have to go back for that one day after you die? Go back for that one day before you die. Shuv yoimecha lefnei misascha. And that's what we have to remember. When we're battling our Yetzirah, we have to remember that we're going to see this day. One day is going to come, we're going to look back at this day. And we're not going to want to see a dead day. And this, I believe, is the three Haftaris of these Yemei Avel. Of these Yemei Avel, these 3 weeks of Avelus that we have. The first week is Divrei. Sit down and learn Divrei Torah. Sit down and learn the words of Torah. Because the words of Torah are the only thing that's going to help you overcome your Yetzirah. If that doesn't work, because you feel too distant, you feel too disconnected, Shimu. So, say Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Rebbeinu Shalom is for everyone. And then go back to Divrei and learn Torah. If that doesn't work, Chazon. Look, there's going to be a time when you're going to be able to have hindsight. You're going to be able to look back at this day, and you don't want to see a destroyed day. You don't want to see a killed day. So instead of having the hindsight, let's have the foresight. Let's have the Chazon. Have the foresight. And now after seeing that, go back to Divrei. Perhaps the reason why there is, by a wedding, there's Shivas Yemei Amishta, there's 7 days of rejoicing, 7 days of feasting, is because it needs to be equal to the days of Shiva. The days of Mishta, the base Mishta needs to be equal to the base Avel. Base Avel, there's 7 days. Base Mishta, there has to be 7 days too. Now the Zohar HaKadosh says that 30 days before a person passes away, the person loses their Ruach HaKadosh. The person loses their divine inspiration. Perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Zayin Adar was going to be the day that he was going to die. He was born in Zayin Adar, he knew that he was going to die in Zayin Adar. And he knew that 30 days before that, he's going to lose his Ruach HaKadosh. Or he thought he would. Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be that he was different. As the Pasuk says, Le'nos Leichai. Lecha Hasa Einav, Le'nos Leichai. Moshe Rabbeinu was clear until the very end. But he thought that 30 days beforehand, it's going to be over. And Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be Mekayim Yazkir Lo Yom HaMisa. He needed to be Mekayim to remember that he needed to go to the Beis Avel. He needed 7 days. So 37 days before Moshe died, Hoyil Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos. Now, Hoyil Moshe means that Moshe began. Moshe began. Moshe Rabbeinu's mission was to transmit the Torah to Klal Yisrael. In Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes, well, as soon as he realized that his Yom HaMisa was coming, Moshe considered it as if he has never begun yet. Hoyil Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos. Moshe, in his own eyes, began to give over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Could you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, who accomplished more than any other person in their life. In Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes, he was just beginning. You know what? I better get my act together. The time is coming. I'm beginning. I'm starting. You know, the flip side of that is what I heard from my father's Lozan Gazint. I've heard on many occasions. My father said, And when he goes to the cemetery in Milwaukee, it's very depressing. Not for the obvious reasons, but for the by the fact that he knew the majority of those people in that cemetery. And he says when he looks at the people, at the all those graves, he feels the place is full of unrealized dreams. He knew the dreams of all these people, what these people wanted to accomplish. And they ended up with just a bunch of unrealized dreams. And the reason is because they wanted, but they never started. They never began. There's a difference between the two. Hoyle has two definitions. Well, actually has three. But one of them is, Hoyle means they wanted. But then Hoyle here means he started. Hoyle, the pasuk that talks about Hoyle, which means wanted, is talking about people that went to worship, that worshipped Avodah Zarah. And what the pasuk is telling us is that if all you do is want and dream and you never start, that's Avodah Zarah. That's a foreign service. What is the right Hoyle? Hoyle Moshe Beiras HaTorah Azois. Start. A person needs to start. Gilmai Torah. Learn Torah. Yikra Kriyashma. Because Yaskar LaYamah Misa. We can't afford to end up with a hoyel that's unrealized dreams. We have to have the hoyel of starting. And you might wonder, well, who says I have the ability? Hoyel Hashem Lasus Askam Laylam. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has taken an oath that you're his nation. And this is referring to the oath that the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes each and every one of us take when we're born. Each and every one of us has tremendous potential. But we have to start. And it's never too late to start. Moshe Rabbeinu considered it as if he was starting 37 days before he died. We have to start. We can't be left just wanting. And that's the connection of these three hoyles. Hoyel Hashem Lasus Askam Laylam. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has taken an oath that you're his nation. He has infused each and every one of us with tremendous potential. We all have tremendous things that we can accomplish, which makes that Yom HaMisa much more daunting, because that Evel, when we realize what we could have accomplished and we didn't accomplish, it's going to be a terrible Evel. Chas v'shalom. So therefore, we can't afford to be a hoyel, to be a hoyel, to... what's the pasuk? Hoyel halach achrei tzav. We can't afford to have just want, which is avodah zarah. Rather, hoyel Moshe beiras atayim. We need to begin as Moshe did. We need to begin. Each and every one of us needs to start. Just start. Whatever your dream is, start it now. That's how we rebuild our own personal Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why this is all alluded to in the word Hoyel is because Hoyel is an acronym. It's a Rosh HaTevis for this pasuk that Chassam Sofer talks about. Hoyel is Rosh HaTevis. Ha'odom, the pasuk says, Toiv Alechaz Al-Beis Evel Melechaz Al-Beis Mishta V'asher Husayv Kol Ha'odom, since it's the end of all man, V'achai Yitan Al-Liboy. Ha'odam v'acha yitan alibo is Rosh HaTevis Hoyel. Hoyel is what this is man. This is ha'odam v'acha yitan alibo. Every person who is living needs to take to heart. We have tremendous potential. Hoyel Hashem lasus askam le'la'am. We can't just afford to dream. That's Avodah Zarah. Rather, Hoyel Moshe Beiras HaTorah Zayis. We need to begin. We need to all begin to actualize our dreams. That is how we build our own personal Beis HaMikdash. And Kol Shenivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav. We need to build the Beis HaMikdash with each and every one of our days. We can't afford to have a Yom HaMisa, even one dead day. So they wish to help them. We should be Zeichen. Through building our own personal Beis HaMikdash with making every day count. we should be zeiche, that the Rebbeinu Shlom should grant us the communal Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Bekorev, that this Tisha B'Av we should already be zeiche to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. We should be zeiche that it should be a Beis HaMishta instead of a Beis HaEvel. May we be zeiche to that. Beviyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bemehiru Yameinu, Amen.